Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mutant Cast.
Is that good?
God damn, what a boys.
Get home, man. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mutant Cast to a brand new episode. Here on my left, we got...
The real... From all... Real... Bernal.
The real transgender. Here on my right side, we...
the professional drummer, you know, from Sorpresa Musical.
Yeah, check him out. Three grand at concert, I guess. I don't know.
Three grand?
This kid's a grand. Is it a grand? How much?
I don't know, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
You gotta talk to my manager about that.
I am your manager. Fool.
I didn't tell them, Virga.
Oh. How much is it? 300.
300?
300 a song.
Like, oh, 300 a song? No, mama. They would make the people poor.
I just kidding. So, we're gonna continue to what we were talking about in the last video on YouTube called Is God Real?
Right.
Make sure to check it out. It's on YouTube, the homie Tortuga. So on this audio, we just try to get a little more deep to it.
Yeah.
You know what we think. So I'm gonna ask the homie right here, homie Brownie.
Brownie.
Yeah, that's racist. You know, good trigger, bitch. You think God's real?
Do I think? Like I said, I do believe in God. I'm not gonna stay here and say I don't believe in it because I've had times in my life that, you know, I feel like God was never there for me, but there's also times that I'm not gonna say I've seen him, but I mean, I felt his presence, like, when I was alone, when I was going through trouble, pues, I mean, he was someone that's always there for me, regardless of the things I do, like, regardless of the decisions I would take, you know, but I mean, I'm not gonna say here that he's not real, because someone made us. Someone started this. And, I mean, it has to be someone. So I'm guessing it's God.
Who's that?
Him too, but I mean, who made him?
Shut up.
Never mind.
I guess in the way our dads are God. but I got you, Connie. What about you?
I believe on... Like, it's the same for me. I believe on, like, God.
Mm-hmm.
But there's... Sometimes... I feel like we can be a little... Hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Because... Right. Because sometimes we're like... Like... Let's say my... Like, for me, you know? When I'm good... Like, with good health...
Yeah.
Everything...
You never ask him for...
I never ask him for favor, yeah.
We don't even think about
it. Yeah, I don't even think about it. But yeah. when I start fucking... getting sick... Or have something like let's say like for me, like 4 years ago, I got a disease. I don't know what it's called, but it's called
herpes. Pinkies.
Herpes. I'm not a dog.
I think he still got that shit.
It's called fucking independent.
Yeah, that's because he ate too much chili.
Yeah,
because he's Mexican apparently, and yeah, that fucks up your thing and shit.
What's it called?
Cut him up in.
What's it called?
I don't know. Appendix.
That's what they call it.
Appendix. Fucking say that.
Appendix. Yeah. And I still remember that time. Back then, I used to not ask for favors, you know? But in that time, I started asking him, like, please to
help you.
Help me not to die or...
To help
things.
You? To die?
Not to die. Not to die. And, like, to keep me safe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I think. Like, we can be like that, you know? Some people can be like that. Not all people, but there's some people that, like, really
believe
it.
Yeah, because fucking, like, I'll catch myself like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Like, I'll be having, like, a good life, like you say, then, like, out of nowhere, something bad happens to me, then I'm really like, oh, God, please, you know, like...
Like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah,
why
bro.
Why now?
Like, I'm going to keep it real, man. Like, it's going to sound funny. It's like, whenever my girl thinks she's pregnant, I'm like, God, please, man, I don't want another kid. I'm keeping it real.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true, is because... I feel like having a family is hard, no?
It is hard.
Yeah. Yep, it's a good reward, pues, you know?
Yeah.
Having little...
It's a blessing, pues, you know?
Oh, blessing, pues,
it's
you
a
know?
Reward. It's a blessing.
So, yeah, well, that's what I think, pues, you know? That's my opinion. That's my, like... Sometimes we can be a little hypocrite and do...
Do you feel like all people are like that?
I don't know. Like I said, there's some people like that. And I'll put myself like one of them, you know. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not like scared, you know,
or
to say it, like I'm one of them. Honestly, I when I'm like there, like nothing happening to me, like everything's good with my life, I don't even say his name.
That's crazy, because like people are like, I don't know if they're afraid or scared, like to admit that.
Yeah.
To admit that like they only look for God when it's convenient.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not scared to say it because it's true, but you know, I only say facts.
And like in a way, I feel like it's like we're kids, you know, we're kids like to God, we're still kids, like no matter what age, because you know, like when you're something bad happens to, who do you run to?
Yeah.
You know, you run to your parents, you know, yeah, and like God's like our parent, you know.
Yeah. That's true. What else? What do you want to say?
Okay, I want to ask you, like, I thought of this before.
Yeah.
You know, like, what if God was really the devil and the devil was the God? How they're, like, portraying it, like, showing it. What if it's really the opposite?
Like, the devil trying to look good?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, like, you know how we said in the last video that people can switch up the things in the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say like the devil.
Now we're talking about the Bible, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything. Yeah. They say the devil was able to like get into someone, right? And he was like, this is what I'm going to do. So God lifted this Bible. I'm going to change it up. I'm going to make it into me. So what if we're really adoring the devil?
So like, let's.
Like
it's
plot
about
twist.
Jealousy, you know?
No, this is a plot twist, you know? You almost a plot twist?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm no idiot, Juan.
Okay.
What if
God, right now, we think that God is God. What if God was really the devil and the devil is God?
I mean, it's hard to say that way because all the things that's happening right now, it's pretty clear to say that, you know, the devil's winning because of all the things that's going on.
Yep.
Because, I mean, almost nobody goes to church unless your parents force you to take, like, they force you to go with them.
Oh, okay. Like we said, when something bad's happening
to you. Or unless something bad is happening to you, then yeah, you go to church. But if it's not that, then, I mean, usually people don't even think about going to church.
Yeah, because a lot of people, if you notice, when there's in war or something bad is happening, they always, or like people that do something stupid, they always say, I do it for God and something like that. I don't know if you heard about that.
Back
then, they do stupid things, you know?
No, but I'm just saying that, you know, how he was saying there's a twist on there. I feel like it couldn't be because, you know, the devil's winning already, for sure. Like, you know, all these teens, like, freaking smoking, drinking at a young age.
But how do you know for a fact that, like, I'm saying if... Like, what if this God that we're adoring right now is really the devil in disguise? Because remember, the devil can disguise himself as an angel to anything pure.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be true. I mean,
it tricked.
Did you guys ever thought of that? Like, had you ever?
No, it never crossed my mind. Like,
I'll be honest with you, in my mind, back then I used to hear like a little story about how the devil was the good person and the God was the bad person because of jealousy, you know?
Yeah, like
because the devil, like he cannot. I don't know if he say trick, but he cannot. He can talk to the people to do bad things and trick them, and or like do things. But you know.
Okay, bro. Let me put this out. Do you really think it's called tricking? I don't think it's tricking.
It's not. No. Yeah.
Because
I just say tricky because.
Because like if you think about, the devil's not really making you do it. It's more the things that you...
He's implying you to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like pushing you to do what you really want to do. You know, if you want to go hit that fool, you know, like, he's not tricking you into your mind to go hit him. It's because that's what you really want to do. He's just giving you that extra push.
The little push, you know, that someone needs. Like I mean, if you don't want to hit anybody, and there's someone telling you, hey, go hit this fool, and if you don't want to do it, you won't do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you really want to... And then one person tells you, hey, go swing at that phone. And if no shit, you will do, you know, because that's what you have in mind already. That's what you want to do. I mean, you walk up to him, boom. I start.
Yeah, unless, like, you're, like, possessed and, yeah, you can say, like, you know, like, you have no choice. But, like, I feel like that, like, when they say that, like, they trick you or whatever, like, devil's tricking you. I feel like it's not really that. It's just giving you that extra push that you need to your really negative thoughts, you know?
Yeah. I feel the same, You have your own right, you know. You're the one that making the choice. You know, I don't know if you see like little fucking like there's an angel and a devil in shoulders, that type of things, like trying to trick you, like do this, or the angel like don't do it, and the devil like do it. It's not like that. It's like this. Yeah, you will get you like think two times, you know. It will make you think like, you know, what should I do? Then you can think, oh, I should not do it, because if I do it, it's bad, you know. I can kill that guy or I can hurt him. But if I don't do it, people think less of me.
Like, because honestly, bro, what I think is like, what if, like, really, towards the end, you know, this is just a thought, you know, like, this is not what I really think, like a theory.
Yeah.
Like, what if, like, the devil really is the nice person in this story, and God is the evil person? Because I think about it, when someone wants, like, a lot of power, what do? They overdo it, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, what if it was like that, you know? What if the devil didn't saw that, and he didn't like that from God? And since, you know, God has got almighty power, if you go against him, you know, he's going to punish you.
Yeah, so that's why they chop him down.
Right? Yeah. What if that's the real story? Instead of, like, the devil was full of jealousy.
I mean, that's, if you put it in that perspective, then yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from. But like I said in the first video, we don't know who wrote the books or the Bibles, plus who wrote it. So I mean, they could write anything bad about, you know, the devil, or about anybody, plus they could say he did this and this and this. But in reality, someone could have like just changed it and made it even worse.
Yeah, to like, okay, like
to make him look bad, no?
I told this fool like a little thing. He hates it because it's from an anime show that he hates.
Yeah,
it's for Naruto, you know.
Oh, Naruto. Yeah.
So if you guys watch it, then you know, like, have you guys finished the series? You know that the Uchiha clan, they're like, they have like a certain power from their eye that can turn into like a god power.
Yeah.
So they were fighting like the. They said this girl's the devil, whatever. They seal her, but one like little minion got out of her, and that minion was able to like go into the Uchiha's clan and like rewrite the whole tablet.
Yeah.
And like the Uchiha thought that was a way for them to like gain the power, but in a way it was in a way to gain the power, but like slightly be able to free the devil.
Yeah.
And like that's why I feel like low key, like what if like that's what that's what's happening right now? What if like the devil Lucifer was able to do that into someone and write little things in there that no one would notice, and they'll low key do and like free him, or like make him like praising more, you know?
Yeah. On the God or Lucifer?
Lucifer.
Yeah.
Like this fool said, like, the devil's winning right now. Like, well, no, you said devil's winning or God's winning?
Yeah, I said the devil's winning.
Yeah, like, what if that's the reason why the devil's winning? Why, maybe that's the reason why there's so much, like, bad stuff happening, you know?
Yeah, a lot of shooters at school.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, at the end of the day, I feel like the Lucifer can be the government, you know? Like, some fucking crazy shit, like, what if, like, the devil's, like, controlling the government shit.
Yeah, but it can be true, but like Puri said, the Bible, that, like, I don't know, for me personally, you know, it's like a comic book, you know.
Fairy tale.
Like a fairy tale, you know. Let's say you like, you hear, like, you write a story about Spider-Man, you know? It's just a fantasy. It's just a book, you know.
So do you think the whole Bible is like fake? You don't think there's like certain parts that are real?
For me, maybe some, but I feel like almost everything is fake. Why? Because how can somebody, like, it's like somebody tells a story, you know, like in the past, writes a, like a, if it really happened, you know, then somebody just come in, like, take his word. It's true. Believe him, it's true. I saw it, but it's not real. It's like doing, I don't know if you, I think you delete that video, but it's like a magician.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I left it in there.
It's like a magician. Like, they say you do a magic trick to a guy, only one guy, right? And he's not a believer. It's just a person that never saw that thing. Do a trick and, like, you have a quarter and you make it disappear.
Yeah,
and you make it appear to his fucking pants. You know what I'm saying? And he's like shocked, like, oh shit, like,
yeah,
this is crazy.
Because he doesn't know anything.
Yeah. After that, somebody comes, the same thing, doesn't know about nothing. Do the same thing, the same trick. oh shit, it's crazy, it's true. You know magic. But then after that, more people come, and that person tells the other person, you know what, this guy did a trick. It's incredible.
Like, so you, that's how like
the whole God thing. Yeah, after that.
No, like, not God, but like Jesus Christ. You know? And in a way, he's the magician.
I mean,
the magic guy.
I feel like I have a better way to explain it.
No, but my explanation is good, you know.
Like, no, I feel like like it makes sense.
It makes sense because the more people, the more like the other. It's like saying
the more people that see the magic happening.
No, but the thing is that even though people don't see the trick, the three people that saw the trick convinced the other people that it was true. No, it's true. I saw
but
it.
But even themselves think it's true, though.
Yeah, but even though the guy said, "Hey, I saw it. It's true. Believe me," that because they're superior, like they're, they superior. Say like they're from the iglesia. No, I saw he did.
Oh, okay.
They're hey, believe me. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. Because he's a bigger person,
He's closer to God.
Like a pope, you know, like say, like I saw it.
Because a pope should be like the closest thing to God.
So the people, they talk to the other people. The people said, "Now what? I saw the trick. It's true. Believe it." So what happened? People believe it. After that, the story goes like a cycle, you know, continuous telling other people, "It's true." Until, but today, now people believe. That Jesus,
no,
I don't know if it's just real or not, but I'm just saying.
Huh? I was gonna say something else. It was about, I think it was like a TV show, TV show. Like, there's one person, where people they all have mics, they can hear, but not good. They can hear someone, you know. So the thing is, one person, okay, the host tells one person this, you know, and then her job or his job is to tell the next person.
The same word, no?
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And what they started with and what they end with is a whole different
different
story.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, that's another way to put it in perspective on what the Bible, you know.
Kind of like how rumors start.
Yeah, how rumors start as well, you know. I mean, you know, there's things that are real, some things that are not real, some things that are way off, some things that they added, they thought it was funny that they added.
Because, not everybody's going to say the same thing that the last person said, you know. Even if it's not your intention, somehow it's gonna change.
People think different about other things.
Yeah, I feel like we can make that theory if it really works like that. We can get at least 20 people that we know, and try to get a line and like whisper, and see if it ends the same in the other side. I feel like we can do that theory,
I think it should be with random people.
Yeah, it has to be random.
Not people that you know. Because that's how the whole freaking thing whole started. Was just random people saying, Jesus, this guy's walking on water. This guy's making miracles, making bread, you know?
Yeah. Not sure. That's what I think was about the Bible, you know?
Yeah.
How everything, it spread the news and...
Yeah, I don't believe the Bible all the way. Like, I know some things might be changed up or might even be fake. So that's but I do believe there's a God, because it's like something happened, you know, like how we made. Yeah. And of course, there's science behind it, like, you know, like fucking what is it called, like cells and all that stupid shit, particles. Yeah. I don't fucking know, but I do believe there's like a God out there.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Way if you think about it, about I know we were talking earlier about Adam and Eva, how, like.
Oh, how we're all brothers and sisters.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, and that's crazy how we've been fucking each other.
I like how that's your thought. You're like,
no, imagine when, each other. How the fuck other people were born?
You said it.
You said it. They fucked each other.
Yeah, Adani Eva fucked.
The Mexicans are born and like, do they fuck on midnight? Dark at night.
The white people fuck at the beach. That sometimes they come out a little red. I don't know.
Yeah, the fuck. You know what? It's weird. How did the gingers were born?
It's easy way.
They have no soul, man. That's what they say.
I can't really I don't know. Say anything about that, because I don't know.
You're a ginger?
I'm not a ginger, no.
Yeah, well, it's crazy.
I'm fucking dark as fuck.
I don't know, that's what they say. Like I said, don't take shit serious.
That's right.
No, but yeah, we're fucking... That's crazy. That was like... the only thing I wonder... I wonder how... I don't know, you guys call me sexist, but this is true. Like, how fucking woman can ruin a man's life.
Well, we're not talking about
her. Not because...
Well, he said that because of Eva.
Oh, yeah.
How she fucked everything up.
Like, the guy was good, you know?
Yeah.
Taking care of the fucking... This is my opinion. Don't get mad. Don't get triggered. Yeah, don't get mad.
Get triggered, bitch.
So, yeah, we fucking...
This is a, like, the story right about Adan and Eva.
Yeah, like, okay, everything was good. Like, God and, like, Adan was there, you know?
Right.
So, God saw he was alone. So, he uses Seun, he uses fucking...
Rib.
To make a woman better than him, smarter than him, and live more age, like, live more, like, time with than him. Mm-hmm. So, he really? Made the woman perfect, yeah.
I feel like guys live longer.
I felt like it,
don't you think?
No, I think the woman lived longer.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're way smarter. I mean, compared to, like, what we'd be doing.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, I know what you mean. But, like, do you see a lot of older women or a lot of older men?
But now I'm woman with.
Really?
Yeah. Like my grandma with. My grandma's still alive.
Yeah, my grandma's still alive.
I'm just living under a rock.
Yeah. So yeah, like they made a smarter person, no?
Yeah.
But be honest with, like, Adan and Eva only had one job.
Well, if you think about it, maybe that's the problem. Like, God made the woman smarter, and if you're smarter, what are you gonna do? You're gonna fucking.
Be curious, no?
Be curious and question everything.
Yeah, question everything, yeah.
You know, and, like, I feel like that's what the guys were so laid back.
Yeah, like, because the guy was just told Adan, so, you know what, doing the mission, you can have anything you want, unless this tree. This is with the apple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, the thing is that Adan was good with that, you know? He was like, all right, I won't do that. I was like, I'm dumb. I won't ask questions, you know?
But also he gave, God gave Eva because he saw that Adan was getting lonely.
That's the point I said.
Okay.
I said, like, he saw Adan was lonely, so he made a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, thank God he made a woman, because if he made a guy, he would be all gay, you know?
We would have been born.
Oh, yeah, we would have been born.
Yeah, no, that's good, you know? That's good, like, so yeah, we fucking... So
that's how transgender started.
So yeah, we fucking.
That's not funny.
So yeah, so the only thing that happened was, so what Eva did is convince Adan
to go.
Yeah. Hey, don't be a pussy. Don't be a fucking asshole. You know, give me the fucking apple.
Go get it, little bitch ass.
Yeah, fucking little bitch. Why you scared of that fucking guy in the top? He won't do shit.
Little did she know.
Then Adan was like, oh, if I know.
I bet.
I'm telling you, dude, pussy is power.
Yeah,
pussy controls.
Yeah,
controls,
like,
the world.
For real, then Adan was like, nah, but if I hit that, I'll get it for you. Then Eva like, hit what? What are you talking about?
Dude, he didn't even know. He was pure.
This motherfucker. So yeah, wait, no, I was talking about seriously, like, fucking, yeah, and fucking. Ever convinced Adan, like, you know, go get it. And, like, don't be a pussy, get the fucking cake. Or cake, I mean, fucking.
You're supposed to think about booty.
Get the apple, man. Like, then Adan was like, no, no, I'm not talking about that. Adan was like, nah. But then Eva went to the tree and got the apple. She got it, no, Adan.
Yeah, she got it. She convinced. That's how she convinced him.
Yeah, then he ate it and convinced Adan to eat it too. So Adan was like, man, I want that pussy, man. Should he fucking bite it too?
Yeah.
That's where everything started. Then fucking Adan, Eva started feeling shy because boobies and pussy, you know?
Yeah.
Ass. So she's like, feel shy. Like, I was like, nah, I need something to wear because you're staring at me. Why are you staring at me?
Why you hard?
That's where the creep starts. That's the first time the creep started, you know?
Mario was born.
It was creeping, you know? Oh, second setup with no creeping. It's creep.
Creeping.
So, yeah, wait, then after that, Adan.
Mama.
So, yeah, then Adan was there, you know? Adan was like. He made a clothes for Eva, and therefore made his own clothes. And.
Okay,
yeah. So I'm scared. The kid, where people think we're fucking assholes to leave the kids without.
If you hear like a little girl complaining, it's because it's my daughter. She's being a brat.
You're a bitch. So yeah, we fucking. That's the thing. Like, that's the story about Adan and Eva. And after that, God told Adan and Eva when they ate the apple.
Mm-hmm.
Know what? You You're a man, you're going to work from...
You would work an 8 from, to 9 job?
No, you would work until 15 to fucking 60 years old until you die. And I don't want to be sexist later, but it's funny.
Okay, to me, I think, like, the whole thing, like, about God.
Yeah. Your asshole didn't repeat my story.
This shit going on and on.
Sorry, but this is the story about how everything started with.
Okay,
thanks to this,
okay,
we're
you,
here.
Okay, you say you don't believe in the whole Bible.
No, I know what I'm saying, but I'm saying this is a story that people believe with.
Do you believe it?
No.
You seem pretty passionate.
Yeah, because it's a good way. I can make like a jokes around, you know, say some little jokes with the fucking story.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, that, don't take
a forgot. That, you know. You're a comedian.
Yeah, sorry. So, but this other time too, they talk about 7 months. I mean 7 days, you know. So. Okay, so Juan, I think. What do you think? Is that more?
Okay, due to some
bad people.
Some bad people. some issues with. Why do you say, like, family?
Family issues, yeah.
Family personal issues, and, like, me too, I guess.
Yeah. Me too?
We're going
to... That's the HAW.
No. We're going to continue later on.
If God is real, this would have never happened.
we'll try to continue. Just think to what I said. What if you know, God is the devil?
The devil is the God.
Just think of that. And make sure to subscribe, and yeah, make sure to follow us on all social medias. Thank you for listening to this beautiful podcast, number one podcast in the whole wide world, number one in Porterville, so make sure to check it out. Well, if you're trying to look for sponsors, please hit us up. Cabaña, Trigales, Subway, I don't know, 8 and 10 store.
Free food for us.
Yeah, hook it up.
That's
right. We'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, for us.
So, thank you for listening. Deuces.
Bye.